Hi everyone, I'm Liam, and I'm here to talk about my sporting journey, specifically how I ended up opting out of basketball to pursue volleyball instead. When I was younger, because I was quite tall, everyone assumed I was destined for the basketball court. Most people guess it was my dad who pushed me into it, or maybe my school PE teacher. However, it was actually my older cousin who initially dragged me along to a local club. I gave it a try just to keep him happy. I played basketball for a couple of years, but I eventually realized it just wasn't for me. It wasn't the constant running that bothered me, and I didn't mind the complex rules. Actually, what really put me off was the physical contact. I just didn't enjoy the aggressive pushing and shoving under the hoop, which is such a massive part of the game. So I started looking for an alternative. I briefly considered taking up badminton after watching it on TV, but my true introduction to my future sport happened during a summer camp. We had a casual game on the grass, and I instantly fell in love with the mechanics of volleyball. The net separated the teams, which completely solved my previous problem with aggressive opponents. Many people ask what specifically drew me to volleyball over other non-contact sports like tennis. While the athletic jumping is definitely thrilling to watch, what I genuinely appreciated most was the team dynamics. In volleyball, you literally cannot hold the ball. You must rely entirely on your teammates to set up a play, creating this incredible sense of unity. When I officially joined a club, I needed some gear. Beginners often rush out to buy expensive, specialized shoes or custom jerseys. Instead, I sensibly spent my pocket money on a pair of knee pads. I knew that diving for the ball on a hard wooden floor would be painful, and protecting my joints was absolutely essential. Learning the techniques took a lot of time. I thought getting my serve right would be my biggest hurdle, or perhaps learning to spike the ball powerfully. But to my surprise, mastering blocking was the most frustrating challenge. Timing your jump perfectly to stop the opponent's attack at the net requires immense concentration and spatial awareness. Eventually, I made it onto the starting squad. If you asked me about my favorite memory, you might expect me to say winning the regional championships or playing in the school finals. In fact, participating in a charity tournament remains my absolute highlight. The atmosphere was incredibly supportive, and we raised a substantial amount of money for a good cause. Of course, it wasn't all smooth sailing. Last season, I had a frustrating setback. Luckily, I avoided the typical ankle sprains that affect so many players, and my shoulders were fine. But a severe thumb injury kept me off the court for 2 whole months. It happened when I caught a powerful serve awkwardly during practice. During my lengthy recovery, I wanted to stay involved with the sport. I didn't fancy writing match reports for the website, and becoming a referee seemed far too stressful. So I took on the role of an assistant coach for the junior squad. It gave me a fresh perspective on the game and allowed me to give back to the club. Looking to the future, I have big plans. Some of my friends want me to trial for the national squad, and others think I should start a sports podcast. Ultimately, though, my main ambition is to establish a local league to give more teenagers in my area the opportunity to discover this fantastic sport. Thanks for listening.